Some Louisiana homeowners are not happy to find that their insurance policies have been canceled. Allstate Insurance will not renew coverage for nearly 5,000 policyholders because the company says their homes appear to be abandoned. Many residents reportedly were repairing their homes, even living in them, when they say that their policy was canceled. Jim Donilon is Louisiana's insurance commissioner, and he's on the phone. Commissioner, welcome to the program.
Pleased to be with you, Steve.
Can you describe how Allstate went about finding the homeowners whose policies they were going to cancel?
They implemented a routine inspection that they utilize to check properties to make sure that they are still in condition they were when the insurance was put in effect. And that's a routine procedure that incorporates a drive-by look at the property, two Allstate employees together, covering, they described, 300 to 500 homes in a day.
These people who had their policies canceled, were they keeping their premiums current?
Oh, sure. They must have their premiums paid current.
So they were paying and still got canceled on the grounds that Allstate didn't think that they were properly occupying or repairing a real house.
That's correct. If it's just a slab, there's no issue. But the issue for the homes is if they are being repaired back to their condition, under Louisiana law, those folks are entitled to continue that policy in effect for as long as they keep their premiums paid current.
Sounds like Allstate feels differently.
Well, they don't like that law. It is unique to Louisiana because of that statute. Even post Rita and Katrina, 85% of our homeowners will still be in the private insurance market even after those two storms.
I just want to run through some numbers here. Allstate says it inspected by car 40,000 homes. They then sent almost 9,000 letters to people where there seemed to be a question. In some cases, they got responses from people saying, yeah, cancel my policy. In some cases, they got responses from people saying, no, wait, don't cancel my policy. And then there were something close to 5,000 who never responded to the letters. Is it reasonable for Allstate to conclude in this unusual situation that if it doesn't look like the house is lived in and nobody picks up the mail and answers it, that maybe there really isn't anybody there who needs insurance on the house?
Perhaps it is. But based on the quality of the inspection program, resulting in 500 formal complaints, I have ordered them to start the process over.
And they've agreed?
Not formally, but the indication I get is that they will comply.
Is there a larger insurance issue here, Commissioner, in that insurance companies seem not too eager to write new policies for anybody who may be moving afresh into the area?
Absolutely. There is a much larger issue. And on that, I agree with Allstate. It requires a federal fix, as Congress did in 2002 when they enacted the TRIA, Terrorism Reinsurance Act, to help coastal areas keep coverage in place for people living in Boston, New York, Baltimore, Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, and New Orleans, and all places in between.
And that call for federal help for people who are having trouble getting insurance maybe backs up into an even larger question. If the free market doesn't see a good percentage in people living in risky areas, maybe not so many people should be living there.
I understand the question, but I would suggest to you that we're not going to relocate San Francisco, nor Manhattan, nor Boston, or any of the other cities within 50 miles of the coast, all of which are exposed to either hurricanes or earthquakes and are vital parts of our nation's economy. That truly is beyond the capacity of the private insurance market.
Jim Donilon is Louisiana's insurance commissioner. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it as well.
And after we heard from Jim Donilon, we managed to get through to an Allstate spokeswoman who tells us that they're still reviewing Commissioner Donilon's order to reinstate those insurance policies. The spokeswoman, April Eaton, says the company stands by the findings of its drive-by inspections, and she adds that Allstate has been honest in its view about its effort to minimize losses in the region. Even still, Eaton says the insurer wrote 12,000 new homeowner policies in the state of Louisiana last year.